Welcome back to Question Medicine, where we are asking medical questions and giving medical answers based on recent medical literature. And today's question is, does chair placement increase a physician's likelihood of sitting down during a bedside consultation with a hospitalized patient? You ponder that question, and I'll be back in 15 seconds. Andrew Bill, sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's do this thing, shall we? Does putting a chair in the room of a hospitalized patient make it so the physician sits down at bedside more often? Does it make it so the patient's happier? Well, your answer to this is probably yes and yes and yes and yes, because that's what we're always told. But most of the data on sitting down in a chair comes from the outpatient setting. So what about in the inpatient setting? Well, now we have a trial. Now we have a study, if you will, in the BMJ that looked to see if chair placement in the room increased the rate at which the provider sits down. The primary outcome here was just the binary decision of the physician to sit or not to sit. It was either yes or no. Did they sit down or did they not sit down? It's kind of a weak endpoint, but it at least gets to the point of, if you have a chair in the room, will the provider actually sit down more? And then the pre-specified secondary outcomes were two patient satisfaction scores, which I'm not going to go into because in the end, you'll see it doesn't really matter. Ultimately, there were 60 encounters that were randomized to chair placement and 65 to the usual chair location. The usual chair location was, you know, wherever that would be, but in reading the paper, it appears that the usual chair was folded up inside of a closet that was inside of the room. So you either had the chair set next to bedside when the provider walked in, or you had the chair that was folded up inside of a closet. And then medical students who are residents, who both actually, who helped create this study were the people that would document whether the provider actually sat down or did not sit down. In the chair placement group, when the chair was placed a couple feet from bedside, 38 of the 60 physicians sat down during the patient encounter, compared to just 5 of the 65 physicians in the control group. Two things here. One, if there is a chair a couple feet from the bed, I am shocked that 60 out of 60 physicians who were rounding with medical students and residents didn't end up sitting down. Even more shocking is that 5 out of 65 physicians went into a closet to get a chair to untake it out and unfold it to sit down in it. Both of those sort of blow my mind a little bit. And if you were just looking for the primary outcome of did the provider sit down, well then having the chair at bedside or within a few feet of bedside already set up had an odds ratio for sitting down of 20.7, which is absurd. That is like a p-value of less than 0.001. I mean, this is when you can say, well, we can almost certainly say that this is completely real and not just noise. I mean, sometimes we say, well, a p-value is 0.5. Maybe there's some noise going on here. Maybe this isn't true signal that we're seeing. Maybe there was a false positive. But no. When you have an odds ratio of 20.7, you know it's probably the real deal, that if you have a chair at bedside, the provider is more likely to sit down than if the chair is folded up inside of a closet, which completely makes sense. But let's get to the secondary outcome. The secondary outcome was patient satisfaction scores. There was two of them that they looked at. And the overall shocking thing for me was that if your provider sat down, then the patient satisfaction score was 88%. And if the patient or provider, did not sit down, then the patient satisfaction score was 84.1%. That is a net difference of 3.9% in patient satisfaction if your provider sits down. You would think the way that this is strung out in every hospital and every administration in the world that the difference would be drastically larger than 3.9%. That is pretty small. I will say that this was almost completely driven by these two questions. One, how much confidence do you have in your provider's plan of care? This was almost a 20% difference if your provider sat down. And there was similar findings when asked the question of if your provider informed you about the plan of care. These two questions almost completely drove the patient satisfaction. How much confidence do you have? And did the provider keep you informed? Everything else was the same. Chair placement was not associated with any difference in patient's ability to recall the physician's name. Chair placement was not associated with whether the patient could successfully identify the reason for their hospitalization. And chair placement, whether in the closet or sitting right next to bedside, was not associated with the patient's perception of time spent with them. That is the other thing that blew my mind. You always hear administration saying, well, you know, if we sit down, then it's perceived that we have more time with the patient. But that actually does not seem to be the case, or at least not in this study in hospitalized patients. Overall, if you put a chair at bedside and have med students or residents following you during your rounds, then yes, a provider is more likely to sit down. However, this only minimally changes patient satisfaction score by 3.9% on a 100-point scale. In order to have a chair 2 to 3 feet next to the bed in every single room would take a whole hospital-wide change. It would take changing some of the rooms and the way that the rooms are set up. It would take thinking things out way farther in advance than currently most hospitals are set up or done. And although I have seen this study touted as a positive trial, because it increases patient satisfaction, in my opinion, the patient satisfaction is quite minimal, really. And although there was no difference in time spent with the patient between the two arms, I can assure you that if you have to go into a closet and get a chair out of the closet and set it up, you naturally are going to end up taking more time away from the patient because that just takes time to get the chair out of the closet. Is it a lot of time? No, it's not a lot of time. But do you have a lot of time with the patient when you're at bedside? No, you don't. So if you don't have a lot of time and you're going to do something that takes not much time, it could still be a lot of time in the grand scheme of things. I think ultimately the takeaway, bottom line for me is sitting in a chair at bedside for a hospitalized patient likely does improve their patient satisfaction scores. However, this change is quite minimal in the grand scheme of things. And in order to implement this, we would almost need hospital-wide change and planning to create these accommodations. If you like this podcast, then please give it a review. But I know, I'm just like you. I don't give every podcast a review. So let's just be honest. If you like the podcast, just share it with a friend so we can all be a little bit better. One question at a time. And with that, I will end this podcast as I've ended every single one before it. Wait for the music. But until next time, Keith Quest in Questioning.